What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, sans Vaison, it's Jürgen Sandberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. We are, of course, fine purveyors of data-driven employer brand insights. All right, so let me take a wild guess. Your company is undergoing a digital transformation. It's pivoting to become a, insert your industry here, tech company. This means your employer brand has to be attractive to tech talent. And that, of course, suddenly hits you against Silicon Valley big tech, unicorns, startups, scale-ups, and just about every other legacy business on the planet. So what's the solution? Well, we shall learn that in today's interview. So let's start the show. Hey, Liz, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to have been invited to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure. So please let our listeners know who you are and what you do.
I'm Liz Gelb-O'Connor. I'm the head of global employer brand and marketing for ADP. And what that means is I sell careers for ADP as part of our talent acquisition organization. And we have business in 140 countries. We hire in probably, you know, a good 25 to 28 of them. So my team manages all of the external digital and social presence for ADP as it relates to our careers and our employer brand.
Great. Okay. So ADP, I know it stands for Automatic Data Processing, but what's the company all about?
So we are a company, human capital management. So what that basically means is we have products and solutions that span the hire to retire spectrum for things around human resources, benefits, payroll, talent, time management. So a variety of products that are sold all over the world. We actually are one of the largest providers of HCM services in North America, Europe, Latin America, and the Pacific Rim. And we have about 810,000 clients worldwide.
Wow. And I would guess some of our listeners might be using ADP products and software in their line of work.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
And I know ADP puts out this report on a monthly basis, and I've seen your CEO presented in an interview once, which is really interesting. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's the National Employment Report, and we present that monthly. I believe we also have a small business version of that. But ADP pays 40 million people worldwide, 1 in 6 workers in America. So that gives us an amazing data set that is very representative of what's going on in the world. So that's a famous report that we are responsible for and very proud of.
Great. Okay. So ADP, what is the talent challenge for the company?
You know, when we think about talent for ADP, you know, we hire in about 5 different major talent areas. So, you know, we have an amazing sales team worldwide. So sales is a big talent area for us. HR, because we are an HR company. Client service and implementation, because those are the people that, you know, service our clients and make sure everything runs smoothly when people implement our products, obviously. And then also, last but not least, and everyone's favorite challenge is technology. You know, we've really pivoted quite a bit over the last 5 years from a service company to a technology company. And we've created innovation centers, tech innovation centers that operate differently than the rest of our company, more like a internal startup type of atmosphere. That's really, really exciting. And we've had an amazing amount of innovation come out of that. So you know, with everyone out there, we are looking for the best technologists. That is a huge need for every single company today. So I think we've been fortunate to find excellent people, but I think that's a continuing challenge for everyone, as well as, you know, just other talent areas. You know, it's a weird time right now though, right? We're in the middle of COVID, so everything's kind of going a little cattywampus, like, you know, so there's a glut of talent where there wasn't before, and, you know, but still getting the right talent is still a challenge. So it's really been changing on a day-to-day basis for us right now as we, you know, flex and change our recruiting practices based on what's happening in the world.
And it's so true what you're saying, that everyone's looking for tech talent nowadays. Is the name ADP, what's the awareness with technology talent, and do they consider you as a potential employer?
Which is, that's a great question. I think in the US, a lot of people, you know who ADP is. We're almost a household name. But when you leave the United States and you go to other parts of the world, ADP is becoming more well-known based on our solutions, but still we're not as well-known as, say, big consumer brands that, you know, you hear every day. Like, mention any retail brand that's international and they're going to have much more awareness than we do. But we have seen awareness, you know, creep up on ADP outside the US, but it's still something, you know, we're trying to actively, through partnerships with, you know, like Universum and other companies that play outside the US, is really establish our footprint there so people do know who we are. But in the US, I think people know who we are. And I think they're really surprised when they see some of the really innovative things that you wouldn't necessarily expect with a large corporation. So I think the story and the narrative is changing, and people are always, you know, tech talent are always really impressed when they see what we're doing, but it's getting that awareness. So we're still working on awareness around the tech aspect of our brand from a talent perspective.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail in a minute. But before that, tell us about your employer brand team. What's the setup? Yeah, how did it come about, and where do you report to, and so on?
So I joined the talent acquisition team in 2015. We had a few folks that were doing some recruitment marketing for ADP, just a very, very small team of one or two people. Actually, I think it was three at the time. And then from there, we really had to establish an EVP because we hadn't done, you know, any EVP exercises in several years prior to that. So we relaunched, you know, from the ground up our EVP in 2016 and really looked at all of our properties and, you know, digital and social properties, because we had some disparate properties, but we had no real message. So we spent, you know, 10 months really doing research worldwide, and we knew we wanted to launch this global EVP. We didn't want it just to be US focused. So we worked with countries around the world and basically, you know, had representation for each country, regardless of how many people they hired a year. But we chose the countries where we hired probably 95% of all the people that we brought in on an annual basis. And we got people really excited about doing this. But we did all of the research. We localized our EVP within each country as well, which was, I didn't realize how much of a monumental effort that would be at the onset, but it was very well worth it. So we developed our EVP, our employer brand footprint in the digital and social world. And we launched a new career site, jobs.adp.com, in the fall of 2016. And that was the first time we had, you know, a really comprehensive career experience, and one for every major country that we hired in. So we wanted specific messages that were relevant to talent in those markets. We wanted content that was applicable and not just a translated US site. So that's worked very well for us over these last 5 years, and we've continued to build on that. I think we're doing something right, because we've been, you know, we've gotten a lot of industry accolades for the work we've done. So it's been very satisfying to see it come to fruition. And we've moved on since then to, you know, activate internally, because the best brands, you know, employer brands are obviously built from the inside out. We actually did it backwards. We started externally and then ended up coming Once that was up, we started the internal portion of it. But my team now is 9 people, including myself, and we're based in the US, and a couple of our folks are in India. And we report directly into our chief talent acquisition officer with a loose dotted line into our corporate marketing team. So we're connected to our corporate brand folks, but we operate, you know, within our own sphere of employer brand. So that's kind of how we're put together and how we all came about. But from a corporate perspective, what's really been interesting over the last 2 years is the corporate brand has gone through a shift and a change and a total rebranding within that time. So we had to relaunch our employer brand properties twice within the last 2 years. So the most recent was 2018. So we literally had to do everything we'd done all over again. But we're very happy with the results and where ADP landed with their brand of always designing for people. And we use that as our launch pad for our employer brand, which is let's design what's next. And that's how we're kind of approaching the market in the last 18 months.
Yeah, always designing for people. I'm sure I've heard that as a, I think it was a podcast ad. We're actually in the midst of doing that for a client right now, which we did the whole EVP exercise just like you did 2 years ago. And now they changed the whole company, corporate brand, and now we've got to align everything. It's it's an interesting exercise. You mentioned that the tech side of things there, and I know that you recently launched a separate tech career experience. Now, can you tell us a little bit about that and also why you did it?
We're really excited about this. It's something that we've wanted to do for a while. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, we have some tech innovation centers around the world, and these are tech parts of our company that operate a little bit more like startup situations. So they have a separate kind of personality, and I don't want to say brand because it's not really that, but what we determined, you know, as we were looking at tech talent, which is, you know, one of the 5 key areas that we hire for, was how we needed to approach tech talent was slightly different than how we approach the other 4 talent areas that we hire for. So, and also we got feedback, you know, from our talent area that said, hey, you know, this doesn't really look like a tech career experience. We want something that speaks to the audience. So we said, great, we're up for the challenge. So I like to say we built our new site for technologists by technologists. So at the very onset, we put together a champion team across all of our innovation centers to basically provide, you know, assistance with focus groups so that we could talk to the tech talent, really understand and do our EVP work all over again from scratch just for tech to make it, you know, specific to tech talent, which was an amazing experience. We also, at the same time, captured all of our video footage and created a full library of 55 videos that talk about everything from the day in the life to, you know, why people choose ADP and just what we're doing around technology here. And it was an interesting story to hear after building the original EVP. And it was a little different. And the EVP pillars were definitely a little different because they were more aligned around, you know, what we're offering around complex challenges and a data set that's really unrivaled. Those were the types of things that attracted people to ADP and why they stayed. So we built new EVP pillars and we launched a tech career experience that was basically informed from a design perspective with the help of our technologists, because we wanted to make sure that we were attracting more people like them. So it does look, so if you look at tech.adp.com, it does have a different look and feel, though it does have the same brand, color palette, and basically the same elements, so that it's, you know, still in line with our overall brand, because we are very sensitive. We want to make sure we show up in the market as 1ADP. But we also launched a tech blog, which is the first candidate-facing blog that ADP has ever, you know, launched. So we're really proud of that. We're still building up all our content. We have a bunch of folks internally within our technology organizations that have volunteered to be our bloggers. I'm the editor in chief. So that's a fun and interesting job. But it's really, I think, going to be a game changing experience for us. Of course, we launched right in the middle of COVID to basically a field of crickets, I think. We didn't have any jobs posted at the time, but that's all changed. And we are seeing some excellent traffic. We are promoting it, and we're activating our technologists internally through our advocacy platform to help us get the word out, to drive referrals, to really pivot the story we're telling. So more to come. We're still in our infancy, but you know, as we build out our engineering blog and things like that, I really think it'll be a great resource for tech talent and really, you know, display and show what are some of the things that we're doing and how, you know, what we can actually offer folks that we think is relevant. So I'm really proud of the new site. Very, very thankful and grateful that our tech leader and the leadership team had the confidence in us to be able to, you know, execute this project for them and bring success to their organization as we continue to move forward. So I haven't seen any other companies that have launched a separate tech brand, but it seems to make sense for us. I'm not sure it would make sense for everyone, but I really believe that this will be a game changer for us.
It's interesting what you say. I haven't seen many other companies do it. And I'm just thinking back about other engineering and tech blogs, and they've all belong to actual tech companies. Perhaps a couple of banks I can think of who have a real focus on tech talent, but they're in a more of a traditional industry. I was going to ask you about you being the editor of this tech blog. What's the most popular content on there? Where do you get the clicks?
Where we get the most clicks are things that are actually written by our technologists, because we span a multitude of topics. Like, well, I think career journey stuff is super important, but also, as I mentioned, just, you know, topics in engineering, because we're also trying to collect blog subscribers that may not be interested in looking for a role right now, but want to, you know, stay abreast of certain things that might be interesting to them, or just looking for career tips, you know, as they're in their journey. But the top, believe it or not, probably not very surprising, but the blogs that have done the best have had the words COVID-19 in them. And have written by our technologists and have been about either a problem that they solved during the crisis, or tips for leading during the crisis, or how to kind of be more efficient, how work has changed for them during the crisis and some challenges that they've managed to overcome, and any pointers, things like that. One of our most trafficked blog has been, if you're a machine learning engineer or data scientist, why you should work at ADP. So the technologist that wrote that for us, he was so excited to learn that he's now going to write us another blog post. So I'm like, oh, yeah, wow. Get more of your friends, just bring them on over. And then I usually, you know, I will do the final edit on anything, send it back to them. And then it'll make it out to publication every other month, because I just found I'm leading the organization, but yet I actually have I'm an author on the side. So I actually have an editing background. So it's like, wow, I'm probably the best person on the team to do it. Probably not the best use of my time sometimes, but it's definitely worth it and very satisfying right now as we move into figuring out how to operationalize this going forward. But it's great kind of seeing the enthusiasm and all of the topics that people are willing to write about.
Right. And moving on to activation, I suppose this, what you just talked about, is part of the activation, but yeah, how do you go about activating the employer brand in general, but also the tech employer brand in particular?
Yeah, so we have a wonderful, you know, as I mentioned, internal activation is just as important as external activation. Yeah. So we have a really close relationship with our internal communications team. So we're jointly sourcing content that we can use internally on our communications sites, as well as externally, either on the blog or within our social media channels. We've also created our ADP Tech hashtag. So we've been doing a lot of organic social posting and really driving that forward as well, since, you know, paid advertising has been a little tight due to the pandemic, but we have been getting really good engagement just on organic posting. And also we have an advocacy platform that we launched it a couple years ago for the entire organization, but we actually created a tech version of it for our tech talent. And it's a gamified space where we put out, you know, a variety of things where either they can connect with other associates within the organization on interesting challenges. We have coffees and connections, but we also have a whole area of posting. So for social media, and we know that a lot of people tend to be a little shy about posting sometimes. So we actually write the copy, and it's like a one-click sharing application. So they can go in and share things on social media that they're really passionate about without having to think about what to write and right. all of that. So we're just really getting that off the ground. We started it with a scavenger hunt that brought people around the new tech.adp.com career site. But also we've been meeting with the senior leaders to share with them exactly what we're doing, how they can help, how they can help activate their teams. We're getting more and more of the senior leaders on camera, trying to get some cool video snippets that we can leverage. And I haven't mentioned this, and I probably should have, but we have a really close relationship with our diversity, equity, and inclusion team. And, you know, what we're doing there and pulling that onto our site. So you'll always see a big presence about what we do about corporate social responsibility and all of our DEI efforts, which are pretty amazing. So, but that's how we're kind of doing it, is with internal partnerships, trying to activate our leadership teams and our technologists directly. And I feel like we're still building momentum given, you know, all of the activities during COVID and how busy people were, and just, you know, having that absorb everyone's kind of consciousness. So I see things starting to build, but those are the main ways in which we are really trying to activate the brand.
Well, you mentioned about the DEI or D&I, as well as CSR teams. That I think that's such a natural synergy with employer brands. So that's always a good people to partner with, I would say. Now, what kind of impact have you seen from your employer brand, and what sort of metrics do you look at?
Since the inception, what's been really, really great is we look at cost of hire. It's one of our key metrics as a talent acquisition organization, given everything that we've done in addition to other measures taken, because I don't think employer brand can ever claim every single save you ever make. But our cost of hire has dropped since I started with the department 5 years ago. You know, we've received industry accolades for what we've done. We've been recognized by LinkedIn as one of the, you know, top 50 employers where people in the U.S. want to work. The Wilson employer brand recognition, we've been in the top 10 for a few years. We have great NPS scores for candidate experience. We look at the conversion of applicants, and what's been really interesting about our tech site, conversion of applicants is twice what it is on our normal site, which totally blew me away. And we've definitely seen more traffic, even having less roles available and it being during the pandemic, you know, because we launched May 1st, right? So that was like, maybe we had a few jobs out there, but we've still gotten a lot of traffic, which is really interesting. And over 47% of it has been from social. Those are things that we're seeing, and those are the things we're measuring, that social engagement. But the biggest one is conversion of applications and traffic to the site. And, you know, again, continuing on an overall employer brand basis, you know, still have an amazing, you know, best in class cost per hire. So those are things that we keep our eye on.
Good work. All right, Liz, what are some of your top tips to employer brand professionals listening to you right now?
Okay. My first one is, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You'll put something out there and they'll be like, okay, what's the ROI the next week? And you're like, well, I'll tell you in 6 months, you know? Yeah. So it's really making sure everybody's educated that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Leveraging authentic stories. And I think this is, you know, pretty much everybody knows this by now, but really having those authentic stories. And I know for us, we use authentic imagery. We very rarely use stock photography for anything, which definitely, you know, you have to maintain a library and keep up on it, because people do leave the company and sometimes you need to swap things out. But it's It just tells the story so much better. But having those authentic stories, you know, as your backbone to show your story rather than tell it, that's my second. And then activating from within. So this is more than just a marketing campaign. It's like, you know, activating from within, getting people to talk spontaneously about your brand. You know, whenever I see that happen externally, I just like clap my hands with glee, because to me, that's really, you know, the authentic and best way to get your story out there, because we all have seen the stats that people trust other, you know, peers more than they trust a brand. So having our own people be ambassadors to me is one of the best things you can do from an employer brand perspective.
And totally agree with you about using your own photography. And it's interesting that when the pandemic struck, some of our clients had good libraries of photography and video and so on. Others didn't. It's, let's just say the ones that did have it, then they have been a lot better off during this tough times. Now, Liz, how long have you been doing this job?
Oh, wow. I've been doing this job five and a half years.
What is it that makes it so special?
Oh my God, I love it. It's interesting because earlier in my career, I'd change jobs every 2 years, you know, like within a company, and, you know, continue to, you know, build all these different skills, which now I have, which is great. But I have just really enjoyed employer brand, and it keeps changing and the projects keep changing and we keep building different things and it never gets old. And I think that's been, you know, the most rewarding thing is also seeing how far we've come and just never being bored. Like there's always something. And I'm just blessed with an amazing team. So kudos to my amazing team, because they make it a pleasure to come to work every day. And, you know, just watching them grow their careers is great as well. So, you know, I just think it's a combination of things, but I just absolutely adore what I do. And I'm very proud of the work we've done and the people that have helped me achieve it.
What you were saying there in the beginning was employer brand never sleeps. That's how I feel about it. So final question, where can our listeners connect with yourself and where can they learn more about ADP and where can they find the tech career experience?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm Liz Gelb O'Connor. There's only one of me, so it shouldn't be too hard to find with a name like last name like that. But jobs.adp.com and tech.adp.com are two career properties. I would definitely encourage people to check those out, especially given that they're not the same, but they do essentially the same function just for different talent areas. That's where our blog is, on tech.adp.com as well. So come visit us. Say hello. I would love to hear from you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go, folks. Be sure to reach out to Liz on LinkedIn and other places to thank her ever so much for sharing her insights. You may want to consider subscribing to this podcast, and you can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as Apple, Spotify, Google, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and all the usual places. Now, if you really enjoy this show, please help me out by leaving a review on one of those platforms. Right, so how do you go about measuring employer brand? Well, funny you should ask, because we have developed the LinkHuman's Employer Brand Index, and it's our way of finding out what's being said about your organization in an employment context. Our team of talent analysts collect all obtainable data points, analyze the patterns, and we deliver a report full of insights and with a clear action plan. And of course, a final score, which can be measured over time. You'll learn what part of your employer brand strategy works, and more importantly, what does not work. The LinkHuman's Employer Brand Index is trusted by companies such as GE, GSK, PepsiCo, Mars. So if you are ready to establish your index baseline, then go to linkhumans.com and check it out right there, or just feel free to give me a shout. That is it. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
Having a life outside of work is equally as important as enjoying what you do every day and putting your energy into your career, but saving something for something you do for yourself, for your family is, I just encourage everybody to find a little time and space for themselves.